So you have to be a resident of New York. Clearly, I suspect you've been living here on campus at least a year. So you are a resident of New York. You have to take your 30 credits, maintain good academic standing.
Lieutenant Governor Hochul trying to convince University at Buffalo students that there is no downside to this tuition-free plan. But it has been highly criticized for a guideline that says students must stay in the state for the amount of years they receive the tuition funds, or it would be turned into a college loan.
So some people are criticizing, oh, why are you making these poor kids stay in the state of New York? Well, first of all, I don't think it's so bad to live in New York. I mean, it is the greatest state in the nation.
WBFO News asked Hochul about requiring students to stay in the state. She defended the plan.
You probably would have had a loan anyhow. It converts to a loan. So why don't you at least participate? Take advantage of it, and if you absolutely cannot find a job here in New York or you want to leave for whatever reason, we're not going to put handcuffs on you. We're just going to simply say this is a loan.
But Hochul could not say when interest on the loan would accumulate if a student left the state or what the interest rate would be.
There's no way the state of New York is going to gouge these students. We're doing everything we can to help them. So it'll be fair and it'll be reasonable.
And I don't want to stay here for an extra 2 years and then have to wait to go to graduate school.
Second-year UB student Sitara Babri says she would be eligible, but wants to attend graduate school out of state for industrial and organizational psychology.
New York State doesn't offer that many programs for the master's in that.
Monday marked National College Enrollment Deposit Day, when students decide what school they will attend. The new tuition program kicks in the fall. Families earning $100,000 or less are eligible. In future years, it increases to $110,000, and then eligibility climbs to $125,000 by the year 2019. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.